Indiana House Bill 1042 is on its way to Governor Mike Pence's desk this week. The bill requires colleges and universities to let students know each year how much they owe in loans. Even if payments aren't yet due, colleges would still be required to calculate how much a student would owe in total after interest and preview what monthly payments will look like. Bill co-author Democratic Representative Terry Austin says the Hoosier student attending 4 years of college will graduate with an average debt of nearly $28,000.
For many students, $28,000, when it accrues interest, becomes a significant amount payable over 10, 15, sometimes 20 years. Those debts cannot be discharged in bankruptcy, and the minute you stop taking classes, the payments are due within the first 90 days.
Indiana University is already sending this information to students. James Kennedy is IU's Associate Vice President for University Student Services and Systems. He says the annual letter the school sends to students has seen results.
We've been able to reduce our overall debt in 1 year for undergraduates by $31 million. Over the past 2 years of all of our students, undergrad and grad, has been reduced by almost $70 million.
U.S. Senator Joe Donnelly is using IU's efforts as an example when introducing federal legislation aimed at student financial literacy. Like the state bill, the Federal Empowering Student Borrowers Act wants U.S. universities to make students aware of how much they are borrowing. The difference, says Donnelly, is that the legislation does not require colleges to do so.
People are always concerned about being forced to have one more obligation, one more regulation that's been imposed on them. It would seem to me if you're running a university or a college, you'd want to do this, but we're not in the business of forcing them to.
Compared to other states, Indiana's average student financial burden ties with Illinois at the 13th highest. Its student loan default rate ranks 10th in the nation. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Stephanie Weekman.